Okay, Zayin Amar Aleph. Says the Mishnah, if a guy says, Koinim Pedis Ha'elu, if a guy says, Koinim, I'm going to make a neder and asa, these fruits upon myself, or he says, Koinim Hain Alpi, or I asa these fruits to my mouth, or on my mouth, or Koinim Hain Lifi. So because he, according to some Rishonim, because he used the word Koinim, and Koinim is a word that sounds like Hegdish, according to other Rishonim, because he said Elu, he specified which fruits. He didn't say all fruits. He specified which fruits. It's like a carbon. And what do we know by a carbon? That not only the animal becomes holy, but also the swap of the animal, and also the anything that grows out is also considered Hegdish. So, Aser Bechilufein Uvigiduleyen. It's also not only the swap, but also in the outgrowth. That means if you take these fruits and you swap it for other fruits, which you shouldn't do because it's also b'hana, you said you won't have any hana from it, so the money is also also. But if you swap for other fruits, the new fruits are also forbidden for you. Or if you plant them in the ground and they grow new fruits, they're all forbidden because you use the word koinim, which means hegdish, or you use the word elu. What happens if you say, wait 1 minute.
What's the difference between chilufim and tmura? I've forgotten again.
There's no difference. But tmura is by an animal, chilufim is by anything else.
And the Chazal are not very in favor of tmura. Right?
No, but tmura, the Torah says, very in the book of Kaysai. Im homer yomer, you know, so on and so forth, you get malchus. That's right. But it's an aveda. Okay, so I think Mishnah said, if he said koinim according to some of the shayinim, or if he said elu according to other shayinim, you use the expression of hegdish, therefore we treat him, give him all the name of hegdish. I want that even the swap, the exchange of it, or if you plant in the ground, anything grows out of it, is also aser. Whatever you say, sha'ani oichel sha'ani toim, you're saying but that I eat or that I taste. So now you're limiting the iser only to eating or only to tasting. It no longer sounds like hegdish. So then it is aser. Aber mutter, you permitted bechilu feihen, if you change it for something else, or begudule, and you plant in the ground, you could eat what grows out of it. Provided, bedover shezare kola. So provided that the seeds of the original fruit that you said you will not eat, when you plant in the ground, it rots before the new things grow out of it. So then, it's no longer, the original iser is no longer there. Let's say onions. When you put onions in the ground, and the onion doesn't completely disappear, it doesn't rot. It just grows out of the onion, continues to grow. So then the original iser is still there. So then even in the case we said, Shani Oichel, anything grows out of it is asun. Even the giduli gidulin, growth of a growth, since the original iser is still there, it is asun. Why don't we say bottle b'shishim? We have a rule, you say bottle b'shishim. So the Gemara will say later on, tomorrow's Gemara, or if we get maybe today, tomorrow's Gemara, that it's a dover sheyesh le matirin. Every neder is something that you can go to a rav and you can go and undo your neder. And the rule is that anything that which is today is forbidden and tomorrow is permitted is never bottled, provided it's min b'mina. It mixes in something very similar. So onions producing onions. If it mixes with something totally different, then of course it's bottled b'shishim. Okay, that's first part of the Mishnah. Second part of the Mishnah is exactly the same thing, but it's talking about a bit further. A man says to his wife, "Koinim." Again, "Koinim" sounds like hegdish. Maase yedecho lai, or everything, all your activities on me. Again, because he specifies what it is, so kunderan. That's why it's hegdish. Or koinim hein alpi, the forbidden to my mouth. Or koinim hein lifi, since it's like hegdish. Again, osad bechilu fein uvi gidulei. Osad, if you exchange with something else, whatever she earns, she buys something else with it, he cannot enjoy it. Or gidulei, if he plants it, cannot enjoy it. Why? Because like hegdish. And even though it doesn't exist, her hands are in existence. Or once the thing comes in existence, it becomes usher. If she, for example, takes your wheat and bakes it and sells it, then the wheat part of it is yours. That doesn't become usher. The earnings part of it, you know, is the labor part of it. That's hers, and that is the part that is usher. So when she buys things, the labor part, if you can break it up and say the materials are 50% of this item and the labor is 50%, then the labor part of it is asa to me. She'ani oichel, if he says to her, however, he says, only that I will not eat, or she'ani termonteis, then mutter, it's no longer like hegdish, mutter bechilufein uvi gidulein, when bedover she'zare kolo, something that the seeds expire. Abedover she'ain zare kolo, but something that the seeds do not expire, I feel gidulei gidulei asur, even gidulei gidulei is asur. Why? Because the Easter is always there. Again, only if min b'minay. Only if the new thing that you swapped it for is exactly the same as the thing that was there before. Sorry, the thing that grew out of it is still lost. Obviously, it's minui. Then, case number three, he says to her, Sha'at Oise, he tells his loving wife, whatever you do, Eini Oichel Ada Pesach, I will not eat until Pesach, from now till Pesach, it's Purim. I will not eat from now till Pesach anything that you can prepare. But no, it's after Pesach, I will. Sha'at Oise, anything that you produce, you sow or you weave, Eini Mizchas, I will not wear Ad HaPesach till after Pesach. Then, also so Lifna Pesach, she made it before Pesach, doesn't mean that he'll forever. That he will not eat it or wear it. It means until Pesach. But after Pesach, he can eat it, he can wear it. You might have thought that he said to her that if you make it before Pesach, I will not eat the rest of my life. So we come to teach you. No, what he meant was if you make it before Pesach, I will not eat it or drink or wear it until Pesach. What about if he says to her, anything you make till Pesach, einu oichel, I will never eat. Here he didn't hear the condition of Pesach he added to when she produces it. But when it comes to the Isser, which is Ein Oichel, doesn't give a time limit. Or he says to her, Sha'at Oiser, anything that you weave or you sew, Ada Pesach, Eini Mizchas, it doesn't give a time limit, he won't wear it. Then also in the Pesach, also Lechel, Pesach, also forevermore. Because he gave the limit only to what she's going to do, but he did not put a limit on how long it'll be also to him. It's also forever. Case number four. That's right. That's the difference. Case number four. We had this already. But previously, when you make a condition on it tonight, for example, if I say that I will not eat bread today, if I eat tomorrow, so today was the condition. So tomorrow is the condition, and today is the Issa. In that case, we had a machlekes if you're allowed to eat today. No, if I say that if I eat bread today, I will not eat tomorrow, everyone says you're allowed to eat today because you're going to be careful tomorrow. You're not going to violate your neder. You're not going to eat. But the other way around, you said I won't eat bread today if I eat tomorrow. So the Easter is today and tomorrow on the condition. How careful are people? So if he eats today, tomorrow he doesn't feel like he's doing an aveda if he eats because the Easter was yesterday. It's only the condition today. So therefore, are people still? Are we satisfied that he won't breach his neder or not? And based on this Mishnah. That's right. So yesterday was the Easter, in this case. I said.
When you come to tomorrow.
Yeah, you come tomorrow, that's the tonight, then today, then yesterday becomes the Easter. Will you, are people careful with the tonight as well, as much as they're careful with it? Do they feel like they're doing an Aveda? So we had a machlek, and the argument was based on this second part, the last part of the mission, not part number four. Sha'at nesli ad Pesach. He said, you should not have anor from me until Pesach. He says to her, I am not going to have, you're also to me to have any intimacy at all with you until Pesach. Im hoyleches at lebeisavich ad hachag. From today, Purim, until Sukkot, if you dare go home to your mother or your father, then I will not have anything to do with you until Pesach. What about holchol lifnei haPesach? If she went before Pesach, then asura b'hanose ad haPesach. Then he's not allowed to have any pleasure with her until Pesach. But after Pesach, it's permitted. Achar haPesach, if she goes after Pesach, b'bal yachol, and he did have hanor from her from Purim to Pesach because she didn't go, so he went, and then afterwards, remember the condition was she's not allowed to go until Sukkot. So therefore, whenever she breaches that condition, then retroactively the Ivanisa comes out as over b'bal yachol.
Make a
condition like that anyway. He could. He has a right to. I won't have pleasure from you if you go there.
One of the reasons why
he made the Tanai. He hates his mother-in-law with a passion, and he doesn't want to go back home. Yeah, that's a long time, but obviously he really hates her. On the other hand, he doesn't want to. He loves his wife. He doesn't want to be too far, too separate from her. For 7 months is a long time. But that's a machlek of Huna Yehuda had a limpshat in this mission here. If he says to her, Sha'at Nen, here is even worse. He says to her, Sha'at Nen, the neder was, the Isa was, I will have nothing to do with you, Ada Chag until Sukkot, and the condition is, Im Hailechas at Le Beis Avicha Pesach. So the condition is narrowed down. It's Purim time. He says to her, don't you dare go back to your in-law, to your parents until Pesach. But if you do, then the Isa will be from now until Sukkot, 7 months. She didn't define him and she went before Pesach. Asura Bahanasa Adachag. They now have anything to do with each other until Sukkot. But after Pesach is over, she can go. Because the Easter was only that small window between Purim and Pesach. Okay. So the Gemara now goes off on a tangent. We already explored this mission a long time ago in this Masechta, so we're not going to go through it again. But you said a Maisa that if the seed decomposes, then we said that the Gedulin, Gedulin is Mutter, the growth of growth. But if the seeds do not decompose, then we say that the growth, the outgrowth, continues being Asa. So we're going to now discuss the idea of an outgrowth compared to the original core, the seeds. If the seeds were Isser and the outgrowth is Mutter, what happens? Do we say that the growth continues what the seed originally was? That's the way the Rambam is the question. Or the question is, do we say that the outgrowth, which is Torah, is able to be Matir, the original Isser? Mevatlet, yeah. Because you know that there's different in the laws of Bittl, of, we know there's Bittl B'Shishim. But we say that by Orla, you know, by Trumi you have 100, by Orla you have 200. But that's again only Min B'Minay. Min B'Einay Minay, it's always Bittl B'Shishim. But Min B'Minay you have 100 there, 200 there. So what happens if the outgrowth is 200 compared to the original, whatever it was, Truma, let's say? Do we say Truma 100 compared to the Truma? Is the Truma not Bittl or not? How's it work? Because our Mishnah sort of says that if the Zara is still there, then the Easter remains. It starts off with a little story that there was a guy called Yishmol. He came from, he lived in on the beach somewhere. But I'm the other say, Ish Kfar Diyama. He lived in the city called Kfar Diyama, a village alongside the sea, and then that's the name village, the ocean village. Hele biyoda, he had in his hand butzel, he had a tzibula, an onion. She'okra b'shviz, he removed it in shmitah. So this is a shmitah onion. Being a shmitah onion, you're not allowed to serve all these dinim. Then came along the natoy b'shminis, he planted it in the year shmitah, but it's also, but what happened was, it started to grow, the rabu gedul of ali kore. Now the growth, the outgrowth was far greater than the original onion, and by an onion we said before zara ain't a color, the onion, original onion remains. But do we say that the outgrowth is mevatul? But in other words, the outgrowth is mutter, the way we're learning now, not like Ran. The outgrowth we taste is in Russia. The outgrowth is mutter, but the seed that caused it to grow is awesome. The question is, does the outgrowth is mevatul the original or not? The way that Ran learns, the question is, what is the status of this outgrowth? Does the outgrowth have the same status as the original, therefore the original is also, this is also? Or do we say no, that the outgrowth has a different status than the original, and since it's mutter, automatically it's mevatel. So the question was whether it's mevatel, the question is what's the status of the outgrowth? That's how the Rambam learns.
Don't we normally say that a davar yotzei min ha'osir is osir?
That's the question. This is not davar yotzei, this is a new metzius. You're talking about juice that comes out of a thing. It came out. This is a new growth.
Because if you just put, let's assume you put a tiny little thing on the seed with the roots of the onion, the little end of the onion, right? When you look at it, you can see that what's grown is something new, but the seed is still there.
That's right.
So you say that the Isser is extended to this new thing that's coming to the world.
And then what spells out another question. How can you come by this? Is a question. Gidula, if you learn the Dorim, you see that in the Dorim is a different style than most Masechtas. And we have a little bit in Kabbalah as well, where the Gemara spells things out. You know, they don't leave that much imagination. They spell it out, you know, the two sides, instead of having Rashi and the Ran, whatever, explain it, the Gemara spells it out. But Hachagam, this is a question. Do we say, Gidula of Hete, that the Gidulim are Mutter, the Ikore Aser, and the original onion that started off this whole process is Aser, the Kiv and the Rabbe Gedulah Mikore, since there's more of the new growth than the original. Therefore, Aysen Geduli Hetemal, and it's Isa, so this growth makes the original onion mutter as well. Aloy or not? Yeah. Aloy or not means, so that I learned Aloy not means that the growth is not mutter. The growth is just like the original, and everything is Aser. Or learn that, like the other shame is that the growth does not have the capacity to be mevatel the original.
All these things, because it's also when you didn't do it intentionally to mevatel, is it? It happens that it's
not. Yeah, but mevatel chila. But even if you did,
intentionally.
There is a big machlek is a shame. We know the Ravid and others whether it's matelim or bond the east of mevatel, and even if it is, but the ever is mutter. So he has a shame. This week he did this. Now he has a shame. What happens? Also, the Kamer Abami came for the Abami. Lo Havabia didn't know the answer. Also, the Kamer Abi Chanafre came for Abi Chanafre. Parshal Leiman Hadar. He decided to resolve it from this following. The Amar Abchanina Terisoi. Abchanina Terisoi said Amar Rabiana. Name Rabiana. The following case: Butzel Shel Truma. You have an onion from Truma. It's Truma. What you did was shenoto, you planted it. Verabai gedolei vali kora, you have more than 100 times of the growth, more than the original onion. Mutter is mutter. So what do you see from here? That the growth has the capacity to mevatel the original. To answer your question. So over here, if you have a seventh year onion, which is shmita, and an eighth year growth, which is mutter, the eighth year growth is mevatel the onion. Everything's mutter. You're allowed to eat not only the growth, but you're allowed to eat also the original onion. So that was growth is mevatel the isa, the original. Amar Rabbi Yimi said to him, I don't understand. Shavik mar train. You left behind two opinions. You brought Rabbi Yanai, but the two other opinions who disagree with Rabbi Yanai. What's the story? Who are these 12 opinions? Man, ninu train. Who are these 12 opinions? Here's opinion number one. You have a tree and you graft. You graft a branch onto an older tree. Now, this branch is Erla. It's the first 3 years, and now it has fruits on it already, and you plant and you graft it onto the tree. So we say that the yalda generally is bottled to the tree and takes on the side of the tree, but here you already have fruits on it that are asr. Orla, you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to forever. Isr orla. And now it's attached to the tree, and you have many new fruits growing. Now that it's the young branch is attached to the older tree, many new fruits are growing. Many more than there originally was on this branch. So yalda shesivcha bezkena uba paid. There were already fruits attached. Afapi shesivcha masayim. By early you need 200. So mevatlid, even though you had 200 times as many, also it is forbidden. It's not bottled. What is even here that the new growth cannot be mevatl, the original lisa. Not like Rabbi Anai said. His name Rabbi Yechon. That's number one. And number two, that's opinion number one that you disagreed with. See, his opinion number two. Rabbi Shmuel said, "Barad Nachmeini, Amar Rabbi Yenison, Batzel Otziba Ananiim Shenotu BeKedem." You have a kedem of Klai Yisroim. You have over here a vineyard that is Klaiim, which means that different things are mixed into it. You're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to know. And you planted this onion next to the kedem. Then v'neh can I kedem? You pulled away the vineyard. There's no more problem of klayim. But meanwhile, something grew while the kedem was still there. Then after you remove the kedem, it continued growing many more times. But there's still a few onions there from the original. And remember, onions don't decompose. Osir, even though there's a new growth that came mevatel, it doesn't mevatel. The original onions are still osir. It's still awesome. So you have two opinions here that the new growth is not mevatel the original. You brought one opinion that it is. Why did you decide to follow the one rather than the two? Then this question from the Yishmol, Ishkvar Yama went before Rab Ami, and he decided to resolve it. From the following. Questions whether the eighth year growth cancels out the seventh year onion. On this one, he's going to say that the growth does mevatel the original, and even though before Rabbi Yechon said it doesn't, obviously the two Amoraim arguing what Rabbi Yechon actually said. Because before Rabbi Vu named Rabbi Yechon, now Rabbi Yitzchok named Rabbi Yechon. He said that litra bitzalim, you have a liter of onions, shetikna, that you did everything, gave truma, mice, and all the things that you have to give. Vizara, you planted it, and now the new growth needs truma, mice, and all that. The question is, do you also have to give, when you give the new growth truma, mice, on the original onions? Because you plant in the ground and they produce all of this new stuff. He says you have to give mice and not only relative, in proportion of the new growth, you have to include the original onions because the new growth cancels the original onions, whatever state they were. And now we're going to be machmen. You're going to have to give a new truma maaser for the original onion. What does that show? That the new growth cancels the original. So in this case, it's a chumrah because the new growth needs truma maaser, even though the original onion. Yeah, but it's not really why. We're saying it's like a new matzias. And here is a chumrah. But we're going to use a lekula as well in the case of shmita. The seventh year onion is shmita, but the eighth year growth cancels the original iser, and now everything is considered eighth year product. Alma, what is even here? That ois and gedulim about nikkur. We see the new growth cancels nikkur. Maybe min hadin taka, the new growth does not cancel the eighth year onion, does not cancel the original onion. You're not allowed to eat onions in year seven. Over here, what are we accomplishing? What are we doing? We're being machmir. We're saying that, you know what, even though you already gave truma maaser on this original onion, now that you planted and created a new growth, give truma maaser again. Ella min hadah, from the following. Should we stop here? We'll stop here tomorrow.